Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flowing behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams to meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart. Once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them. Give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down to your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly in and out. Feel the warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time. Imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy rolling across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding on to your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in, nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Colorful Crayons. Light flooded the crayon box as kids opened the lid. The red crayon stretched and smiled. Then Red shouted, "Wake up, everybody! It's time to make some art!" The orange crayon blinked and looked at Red. "Good morning to you, too," she said. Then she pondered aloud, "I wonder what we'll help create today." Soon all the crayons awakened, eager to do their part in creating today's art. As the crayons murmured excitedly, one of the kids picked up the box and turned it sideways, gently sliding the crayons out of their bed and onto the table. "Whee!" Yellow giggled as she tumbled out. Green laughed as he rolled across the table, only stopped by the pad of paper. Blue jumped out of the container shouting, "Let's go!" while Violet held on to the edge of the box, not wanting to leave her comfy bed. It took a little shake for her to leave the warm container, followed by Brown and Black, who had been waiting for Violet so they could join the fun. Now that all the crayons were out, they all took a deep dragon breath in and out. as they waited to see what they would be creating today. One of the kids picked up the black crayon and began to draw lines on her page. Black watched carefully to see how the lines connected and came together. Before long, the black crayon was proud to see her contribution to the page. She had created the borders and details of a lovely rose. While Black was busy detailing the delicate petals, another kid had picked up the brown crayon and began to color vigorously. Brown smiled, wondering what his contribution would be. Then the third kid picked up the blue crayon and began to color big swoops on her page. All three kids set their first crayons down and then picked up another. Red began to fill in the petals on the rose. Green looped around and around at the top of the page, circling above the brown column. He smiled broadly as he realized he was helping to make a tree. Violet formed an arch above the blue swoops at the bottom of the page. Once again, the kids placed their crayons down and searched for the next color they needed to continue their artwork. Green went from creating tree leaves and grass to filling in the leaves of the rose. Yellow laughed as she was swirled around and around. This movement felt familiar to her. As she searched her memories, Yellow realized she was creating a sun. Then blue was picked up once more to form an arch above Violet's. The kids continued coloring until there were three new masterpieces on the table. Bright red rose, a majestic tree, and a rainbow glistening in the sky over a lake. As the kids admired their work, they heard a call. Lunchtime! Now it was time to clean up. One by one, the crayons joined each other back in their cozy container. The kids neatly placed the black crayon in her spot, then the brown crayon, followed by the red crayon, orange, yellow, green, blue, and finally violet. Once all the crayons had settled comfortably in their box, the kids closed the lid. It was dark and relaxing once again, and the crayons yawned. They thought of all they had to be grateful for. The crayons felt happy to be in their cozy container once more. They felt thankful to have helped create the art resting on the table. It was always fun to see where the kids' imaginations would lead them. Most of all, the crayons felt grateful to play with the kids. They squeezed themselves tight and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, the crayons snuggled in. The crayons took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little crayons' minds quieted, and they drifted off into a deep sleep, imagining the masterpieces that they would create with the kids on their next outing. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.